The construction delays to finish up a Temiscaming cobalt refinery doesn't seem to be bothering a future customer. Electra Battery Materials, the refinery owners, announced it has renegotiated and extended its cobalt supply agreement with LG Energy Solution from a term of 3 years to 5 years. Toronto-based Electra struck the original agreement with LG last September. At the time, it translated to pre-selling 60% of the refinery's anticipated cobalt sulfate production, about 7,000 tons. The new five-year deal targets 19,000 tons. South Korean-headquartered LG is one of the world's largest battery cell manufacturers. Electra's Temiscaming cobalt refinery is not yet in operation. The company has been struggling with a cash crunch and other issues to finish the plant. Electra launched a strategic review process in May and has not yet provided a new timeline to finish the $121 million project. In the meantime, it's focused on the battery recycling side of the business and refining all the valuable metals extracted from spent batteries. The first shipment of product went out the door recently to an unidentified customer. Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. Electra CEO Trent Mell said he isn't flustered by the delay. Neither, it appears, as LG Energy. In an online interview this week with Steve Darling of Proactive Investors, Mell said being delayed a year on the cobalt refinery doesn't matter. The demand is gonna be there. It's a nine-inning game, we're in the second inning now. That strong demand continues unabated. With battery cell manufacturing plants being rapidly built in Canada and the US, Mell said there's interest in their product from both sides of the border. Washington's Inflation Reduction Act has really magnified the intensity of that push in cobalt sulfate, which is a key ingredient needed in lithium-ion batteries. Mell told Darling 80% of their cobalt production has now been pre-sold and they are working on a second agreement. He also mentioned he's expecting funding from government agencies to help pick up the pace of construction at the refinery.